Despite decades of differences and technological advances, Dr. Carl Pillemer says he has found in his research that younger people do want to get married and to one person for a lifetime, and they're looking for advice from their elders on how to do this successfully.
I guess my feeling is that even though the technology has changed, this core thinking about what makes a good marriage is pretty much the same, you know, despite 60 or 70 years of technological change.
His current marriage advice project follows an earlier project in which he says he and his researchers asked older adults about life advice in general.
So a part of the idea is to restore older people in a way to this role of the sages in our midst and to really go to them for important and critical advice about living. I like to remind people that it's only been in about the last 100 years or so that people went to anyone other than the oldest person they knew for advice about how to live. So we're trying to bring some of that back in these projects.
This latest project focuses exclusively on those in both marriages and long-term committed relationships, including same-sex couples, and on those 60 and older.
I would add, too, that we aren't only looking at people who have been married for a long time. We're also interviewing people, for example, whose married lives may have not worked out so well, like, say, who were divorced or had a very disastrous first marriage and then got remarried, and asking them what worked and didn't work. And so, but the major common denominator is almost everybody's, you know, over 70, and many of the people are in their 80s and 90s.
Dr. Pillemer, a professor of human development and gerontology at Cornell University, says he is getting the advice through a national phone survey, along with focus groups, which were recently held in Orange County.
And one wonderful thing that folks were able to do in Orange County was to get me together with grandparents who have custody of their own grandchildren or who are helping to rear them. And they were able to talk about their own family lives and their own marriages and what they've seen. And so that was the main reason for coming to Orange County. I also came to Orange County because it has a very diverse population in terms of income and ethnic groups. So it's kind of a microcosm of the rest of the country, and it was a great place to come to for that reason.
Denise Variano is working with Dr. Pillemer. She's the Family and Consumer Sciences Issue Leader at Cornell University Cooperative Extension in Orange County.
We've had a program here in Orange County since 1998, working very specifically with relatives who are raising children without the primary parent in the home. Sometimes it's called relative caregiving, sometimes it's called kinship care. But we work presently with well over 400 individuals, family individuals in that capacity.
Jill Manti is a Warwick Orange County resident who participated in the focus group, and she offers this advice.
Know someone for at least a year. People are different in different seasons. Decide what's a deal breaker for you. Don't be afraid to be with people who are different religions or different races. Those are not the problems that most of my divorced friends ever had. That was not the deal breaker. It was other communication issues.
She is celebrating her 40th wedding anniversary this month, and when asked to what she owes the success of her marriage, she replies,
I think discussion. For many years, I was afraid to say what I thought because I believed that wives should be submissive and support their husband in all things. And after a long time, I figured out that I was not really a part of my marriage. I was the support system. And when I was brave enough to speak my mind and say what I thought after my husband's initial surprise and shock, we came to a much better understanding of why we were together and what we wanted to do together. So that just goes back to the communication.
And how far into your marriage did you begin to speak up?
Soon enough. probably in the last 5 years.
Denise Variano says Cornell Co-op in Orange County is one of the only field sites for the project, and she is working with the county's Office for the Aging.
So we're not going to be providing a set of directions or a blueprint, but really almost a smorgasbord of positive ideas that have helped people over time, and also some recommendations of pitfalls or or what not to do. And we heard that very, very clearly from our focus groups. They were able to really pinpoint the kinds of things that made a difference, like trust and honesty and just having that sense of commitment and having a positive role model in their own lives. But they were also able to point out the things that we would recommend not to do, like don't think you're going to change a person after marriage, or don't, you know, be very aware of an unequal partnership where one partner has all the power over another.
What do you hope will come from the Marriage Advice Project?
I hope that more than one person, 10 people, hundreds of people, will have a better idea of what marriage is about and what it's for, and can use the wisdom of some of us who've made it this far, whether happily or unhappily, to make a better choice.
Jill Manti has lots more advice.
Taking out the garbage may be better than a dozen roses once a year. Open your mouth and ask questions. Ask everything. Don't assume anything. Practice saying, this is what you said, and this is what I wish you had said.
And you may hear more of that on our website, WAMC.org. Dr. Pillemer says after compiling the advice, he intends to publish a book in the fall of 2014 and create an online presence. There are many ways for those 60 and older to get involved in the Marriage Advice Project: phone interviews, writing a narrative, and posting advice online. Denise Variano says they are especially looking for those 65 and older. There is more information about this on our website, again, WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.